Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. For a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown, Sleep Tight Stories.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last time on Aftershock.
It's not a virus?
Oh, yes and no. It's a mutated form of DDT. Thousands of barrels were dumped illegally, like right here off the coast of LA. Emmerich has a theory, is that the DDT virus hybrid thing cannot live that long in seawater, but the fresh water in the spring, it's thriving over there.
This could have implications for indigenous land claims worldwide.
What is he talking about?
Your video. Somebody posted it on YouTube and it's everywhere.
But I thought Shasta took it down.
Not fast enough.
There's Julian. Is there anything you could do to save him?
Monoclonal antibody.
It's when we take naturally occurring antibodies in one person's blood and clone them in the lab.
Isn't your friend Michaela immune?
In Malawi, we were given orders to secure a facility the Navy had lost control of and received orders to terminate anyone involved with the facility. And the next day, an extraction team came. They were guys from another branch, black op guys. They left with a cooler of lab samples. We weren't sent in to save anyone. We were sent in to give the DOD a weapon that could kill large populations. A silent war that wouldn't look like a war.
What do you know about Malawi?
My work for the DOD isn't a passion, what Shasta would call my side hustle.
Weaponizing sickness.
Curing it, so that when there's a war and it's used against us, we survive.
And you're here for Cassie.
There's a civilian at large who links all these events together. The bodies on the island, the bodies at Chillingworth, the bodies at Catalina. We get our hands on Cassandra Wallace, and we both walk away from this looking like heroes. But in order to stay out of a naval prison, you have to help me find Cassie first.
Hello, Wayne. You wanted me to call you Wayne, so... I've never done this before. I've made you an altar. Julian taught me a little bit about this. I made it here by the sea caves where we used to bury the bodies because it's the closest I could get to a graveyard. I brought a bottle of vodka for you, not that I ever saw you drink. And I lit a candle. I guess it's a way of letting your spirit know that I'm here. And the candle's out. I feel like if you're here, you're laughing at me. Maybe I just feel foolish, talking to the spirit of a serial killer that I murdered. What do I say? I'm sorry. I'm not sorry that everyone's safer now that you're gone, but I took your life. I took your life, and you may really have been about to turn it around. Maybe. I'm asking for your forgiveness. Knowing that you probably think that's ridiculous, or would have. I don't know, maybe you feel differently now. I'm sorry that I ended your life. My hands remember the feeling of your last breath. And I remember that you were sometimes a good friend, so I'm asking you to forgive me for what I've done. I think I need some of this. I was never a vodka fan, but we're waiting to see if Julian's gonna live. I don't know if Michaela's alive. If they die, is it because of what I did to you? Did I curse them? Or did you curse them? Holy shit. Rogue wave.
So you never saw Miss Wallace again?
No, sir. When Emmerich said she left the boat, I hustled back, but there was no sign of her.
Did you look for her?
Not at first. I had to ensure Julian's quarantine.
Or you could have followed orders, contained him, and pursued Miss Wallace.
It seemed at the time as though the value of a potential treatment for the virus hybrid was more valuable.
Yeah, I can see that logic. And it is an island, after all.
It is. And I was positioned in the only bay to launch from. Where was she gonna go?
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the Ferryman of Souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
All 12 episodes of The Passage are available now. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
That's the last of the rice. There's some dehydrated boy left, but Hannah doesn't think we can spare the water.
Is there any protein left after the party?
Not really. We served all the spam and Portuguese sausage. And all our long-term meal planning involved fishing. But you can see oil drops on the beach now. That spill is bad.
What about Darren? He never bring his protein powder over here.
For once, no. Hey, remember when he packed a Vitamix and weight gainer to that hula show in Vegas?
That's why I was asking.
Still enough dried fruit for a few days? A case of ramen, a couple of boxes of Bisquick, and... we have some cereal on the Seabird. It's not an emergency yet, but...
what about the water?
We'll run out tomorrow night on current rations. Did Emmerich say anything about sharing his?
He's been working so hard for Julian. I haven't felt right asking him again.
Well, we're not gonna have a choice tomorrow. I can... hold up, who's that? What's...
is that Cassie?
Cassie? What happened?
Hey, sorry to bother you.
I'll go get the first aid kit.
Cassie, what happened? You look like you've been attacked by a tiger. A wet one.
There was a rogue wave. I was doing that altar thing right along the water.
Oh my god, you're lucky it didn't drag you out to sea.
I tried.
You sure you did the altar thing right?
I feel like probably not.
Oh, fudge, it's smart. Okay, you want to lean on my shoulder?
Thanks.
That knee looks like hamburger.
It's almost time, folks. Hell am I.
How's Julian?
I haven't seen him in a couple of hours, but he was what you'd expect. Fever, coughing.
Really?
I mean, Emmerich said there may still be time for the treatment to work.
Okay, come. Sit. Auntie going to fix you up.
No, I got it. You listen.
Okay, this is it. Listen up. Governor Rhodes is giving the address.
Today it is with such relief that I am lifting the articles of martial law effective tomorrow morning for all counties in California.
Thank goodness. About time.
I'm sure you all share my gratitude to the military for their extraordinary service in these unprecedented times, particularly our reservists and guardsmen who have stepped up in ways no one could have anticipated. Which is why I am pleased to announce today that we have a person of interest in the Chillingworth disaster that claimed so many reservist lives. I am unable to say more at this time, but this individual is currently under surveillance by Naval Intelligence, and we expect them to be brought in shortly. To the families who lost loved ones in that catastrophic explosion, I say to you again, we will find you answers. We will give you justice.
You okay?
Yep, just the hydrogen peroxide.
Before I take questions, a final word on the viral video I'm sure you've all seen by now. The impassioned words from Redondo Beach's own Lelehua Master.
Ooh, lay in the house!
I spoke last night with some of the Luiseno and Chumash leadership who are leaving this afternoon for the new island.
This afternoon?
Oh, where? How are we going to feed them for welcome them here?
I have given them my assurance that the state of California is prepared to recognize their land claims and conduct nation-to-nation relations with the government should they choose to form one there. This is the beginning of a long process and one that involves the government of the United States itself. But we are starting today from this position with respect and gratitude to the First Peoples of California. I'll take questions.
Did you know it was coming, sir?
Lifting the martial law? I had a heads up. Short one.
I mean the land claim. Did you know the island was going to be handed over?
That bullshit. It's posturing. The governor's base loved it, but the feds won't stand for it. You can't have a sovereign nation 15 nautical miles from Coronado Naval Base.
Are you expecting the natives to build armaments?
Get back to Julian. Cassie never checked up on him. She split before she knew if he lived or died.
I believe she went looking for Michaela. The girl was suicidal over Julian getting sick. She was always Cassie's first concern.
But you never found them.
No, sir, they vanished. But if you find one, you'll find them both.
Good luck. Oh, hey, Julian was looking for you at lunch.
Oh, my God, stop.
Okay, Mommy, whatever you need. I'll be here brooding and dangerous and lusting after you.
Shut up. No, seriously, I see my dad. Hey, Dad? Dad?
Hey, Lovebug. What's up?
I want to show you something.
Oh, boy, okay. Look, I have a parent meeting in about...
Oh, come on. It won't take long. Here.
Yale? Already?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought you decided not to apply early.
I didn't.
Oh, my God. Michaela!
Dad, I didn't!
Yes! My little girl! Yes, you did! You did it!
I'm going to Yale.
Yes, you are. Oh, my goodness. Yes, you are.
Oh, did you read the bottom?
The sailing team?
Full ride. You don't have to pay for anything, Dad. I got it.
My girl, in the Ivy League.
On a sailing scholarship. New Haven's not going to know what hit it.
I'm not surprised. I knew you had it in you. Have you told your mom yet?
Not yet.
Find her, okay? She'll want to know.
I was gonna wait until she got home.
No, honey. Find her. She needs you.
I don't want to leave you.
I know, baby girl, I know. But it's time.
But Dad, I...
And you don't belong here yet. Go find your mom.
Can you hear me? Michaela?
No, I don't want to leave.
Leave where?
I need to find my mom.
I agree. It's time. Do you want to see Julian first?
Wait, is he alive?
He is. He's still pretty sick, but the fever's broken. There's no blood, the coughing stopped. He seems to be getting better.
Does that mean it worked? Whatever Emmerich did?
It's looking that way, yeah.
So, my blood?
May have saved him. Which means it may be able to save other people who get sick.
Oh, I want to see him. Can we go see him?
Let's go. You're not toxic waste, sweetheart. Quite possibly, you're a cure.
Did you hear me, sir? A cure. Within 12 hours of receiving monoclonal antibodies, Julian Sandoval was up and about. I'd bet within 2 days,
symptom-free.
You didn't know for sure.
We gave him the treatment less than 24 hours ago.
So all this is brand new.
It is, which begs the question, why didn't anyone try to find a cure before now?
Oh, in the middle of a natural disaster. Gee, I wonder why.
Sweden wasn't hit. New Zealand was fine. Boston was untouched. Hundreds of labs around the world could have been in on a cure. Instead, the only orders were for containment.
The question it begs for me is, why am I just now hearing about it? I should have been informed.
I am informing you now, sir. Less than 24 hours after...
Because you were caught.
I tried to commandeer Emmerich's comms to reach you, but he refused. Is that because you two have been in touch already?
No, listen, it's more important to focus
on... No, sir, it's not. Right now, there is nothing more important than the decision you made to take all those lives instead of trying to save them. Because I'm the one who did the taking. I've tried to justify it, the greatest good for the greatest number, but you did the same thing that you did in Malawi. You sent in a butcher squad and then swooped in to steal the cure. That's what you were here for. Not Cassie, not Michaela, not some land claim. You're here because somehow you found out that there's a cure for this virus hybrid and you want it as a weapon. Go ahead. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me you're not here because this is what you and Emmerich do.
You and your conspiracies. Emmerich didn't say shit. We intercepted a communication between him and his lab in Nevada.
So you knew about the treatment.
But not about the result. That's what I needed from you, Mark. Thank you for your service.
Admiral, is everything all right?
Affirmative. Call the governor's office. Tell them we've apprehended the traitor responsible for the Chillingworth explosion.
Yes, Admiral. Do you need a medic, sir?
Negative. He attacked me, and I subdued him. I regret I was unable to bring him in alive.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation.
I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating.
And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the ferryman of souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
All 12 episodes of The Passage are available now. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Well, would you be willing to do it?
Of course. I promised your dad I would.
You promised him to take care of me, not go find my mom.
Right, right. No, that I promised you. The first time you almost died on me.
Was it the first time? Well, I feel like it might have been the...
No, okay, you know what? Possibly the third. Fourth. Fifth. You know what? I can't wait to find your mom and hand you off. You're exhausting.
Damn, too much truth.
I'm sorry. But truly, like, with the martial law lifting, right? The mainland's got to be settling down. I can probably get to your mom in a couple of days.
Oh, look. Why is everyone down on the beach?
I don't see Dover. Well, it looks like he left Julian off the boat.
That's a good sign.
Did you hear about Julian?
I did, and your fucking video.
Cassie told you.
How are you feeling?
Like, I've been wearing a lead vest, and I just took it off. Auntie and I are waiting on the beach until the delegation comes, hopefully around dinner. We're planning a welcome feast.
Wait, with what food?
Emmerich opened up his stuff. Shasta and Davis showed up at our camp with all this water, and they said we can share their supplies.
Wait. Seriously?
It's amazing. They have, like, a full-on deli counter over there because they have a refrigerator and a chest freezer.
They do not.
And if we run out...
They can just get more in their fucking helicopter.
Dover thinks it's because Emmerich realizes he's about to lose control of the island, but...
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me, too.
You think?
I mean, Emmerich heard the same press conference we did, right? No one's gonna give a white billionaire the title to this island just because he showed up and built a Four Seasons. If he wants to stay here at all, he needs every ally he can get.
Well, fuck.
If it means free charcuterie, I'm down.
Yeah, why not? Just don't sign treaties. Hey, Lei, look who's coming. Shall we give these two some space?
Yep. Bye, lovebirds.
Lei!
No, don't you dare. You got us into this mess. You are getting teased for life.
Fine.
Almost a literal Romeo and Juliet, for God's sake.
I said fine, go!
Okay, bye!
Hey, you.
Hey, you. You look better.
Marry me.
What? What are... Are you out of your mind?
Yeah, no, I'm joking. You just look so serious.
Oh my God, I'm going to kill you again.
Okay, but it'll be your blood to bring my vampire ass back, so...
Oh, wait. Okay, then... Yeah.
Yes, what?
Yeah. I'll marry you.
Your face!
Oh, that was fucked up.
Wanna not talk about it the last 2 days?
Yeah.
Great.
I thought you were down at the beach.
Jesus, Murphy, you scared the shit out of me.
It looks like you're packing to leave.
Where have you been? We were
I was looking for you.
Well, hi. Here I am.
Where are you going?
To the mainland. I'm gonna find Michaela's mom. I don't know what's gonna happen to Michaela now with this cure and her infection, but she's a minor. And it's time that her mother made the decisions about her life, not me, and not you.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm going with you.
I don't want a...
You are gonna need me. You need my help. Do you even know where you're going?
Shasta printed out the last email from Deandra. I've got the address of the hospital she's at.
All right, good. See, I have a sidearm, combat training, iodine tablets, and a dozen protein bars. So let's go.
Mark, what the fuck?
Have you thought through how bad it's gonna be when you land?
They're lifting martial law tomorrow.
Yep, and it's gonna bring every bad guy back out of the woodwork. You need someone that's gonna get you where you're going.
The last guy who said that turned out to be a serial killer.
Oh, I hate to remind you, so is this guy. I just happened to do it for the Navy.
I'd feel better if I knew the real reason. You've been all about containment and quarantine, and this is a bit of a 180.
Look, when the governor said today on the radio they have a person of interest, well, I'm pretty goddamn sure that's me. I did this whole song and dance before with Malawi.
So you want to run? And I'm good cover. That sounds familiar, too.
No, it's not that. You are loyal. Stupid loyal. I don't relate to a whole lot else about you, but as a SEAL, that counts big with me.
Your loyalty, is it with the Navy?
The Navy turned me into a serial killer, Cassie. You need my help, whether you know it or not.
Okay.
How strong a paddler are you?
I got here on a kayak from Santa Monica.
All right, good. Then we'll take the two-man. If we leave immediately, we should be able to get there around sunset. Here's the PFD. Have you said your goodbyes?
Yes. Have you?
No one's gonna miss me.
Lei, can you still see their kayak?
Barely. We're about to lose them behind the cliff. And there they go.
Godspeed, you two.
Hey, next time we see them, maybe your mom is with them.
I can't really get my hopes up.
Totally fair. Lei, no sign of that delegation?
Not yet, but there's a lot of glare on the water from the sunset. More than usual. Maybe it's the oil from the spill? Okay, let's get a bonfire ready on the beach. They may be coming in after dark.
Give them something to aim for.
Yep. Julian, you stay on bino duty, okay?
I can help with the bonfire.
Hey, you keep healing.
You are a ferocious beast of a man and all, but you were dying, like, yesterday.
Okay, fine. My people have been doing the manual labor in these parts for generations, so I guess I'll take a load off.
Yep, he's getting better.
You can just see the mainland now. How's it look?
It's hard to say from this far. God damn it, looks to me like the harbor's full of...
What? Is it the native delegation? We didn't pass them on the way out. Maybe they're still on the beach.
Those aren't civilian vessels.
Is there room to dock at the marina? What was that? Was that a flash?
Not a flash, a reflection off the sunset. The sun is going down right behind us, so everything reflective on the shore...
Spots.
Fuck.
What?
Cassie?
Yeah?
I need you to do exactly what I tell you right now and not ask questions.
What's wrong?
Look, if you don't want to end up in another interrogation, you listen carefully. Turn the kayak around, paddle straight into the sun until it sets. It'll make you invisible from shore long enough for you to get away.
From who?
The Navy is waiting inside the harbor.
Are they there for you or for me?
After the sun sets, you head south. Don't make landfall until you're on Mexican soil.
But Deandra,
You will figure it out, but you cannot let the Navy take you back into custody. Anyone you meet, you give them a fake name, fake story. Fuck, Cassie, you're good at that. You've never met me. You were never on the island, not a word. Not about the virus, the cure, nothing. Go.
Mark.
Just keep fucking quiet. Go. Fuck my life.
This is the U.S. Navy. You're in restricted waters. Please identify yourself.
Suck a bag of dicks.
I repeat, this is the U.S. Navy. You're in restricted waters. Please identify yourself.
Do you really need the spotlight? It's not dark.
I asked you to identify yourself.
Captain Mark Dover, U.S. Navy. I am unarmed, obviously.
Captain Dover?
Command, this is Outpost. You read me over?
Well, tell the Admiral we have Captain Mark Dover swimming towards Santa Monica Harbor. Over. Yes, alone and unarmed. Over.
I'm not in distress. Thank you for asking.
Copy that. Will do. Over and out. Please swim towards the Zodiac. We will pull you in.
Hey, shithead. You can call me sir.
Captain Dover, you're considered AWOL and under arrest. Sir.
Oof. Got chilly tonight, too.
Yeah. Thanks for the hot chocolate, Leigh.
Thank Emmerich.
They didn't want to come down and wait with us? You know, meet the delegation?
I told him we would bring them over tomorrow. His place isn't in the front row.
Fair.
But if the boats aren't here by now, maybe they got held up.
Hannah's got the radio on back in camp in case there's updates.
What kind of boats do you think they'll bring? Like, tradish style or...
No idea.
Okay, because that looks like something, doesn't it? Coming... See it? It's coming around the cliff.
But wait, where?
God, your eyes are so much better than mine.
Here, here, take the binos.
Thanks. Oh, yeah.
Leigh, what you see?
Hey, Michaela, you know boats better. What is that?
That's not a sailboat.
Is it a yacht?
Not unless it's Jay-Z's. It's big.
Oh, I see the lights now. Coming in fast.
Yeah, it's too dark to see, but... a battleship?
Wait, there's more than one boat. I see. Yeah, is that three sets of lights?
I see four.
Maybe they gave the delegation a ride?
Maybe.
The martial law is over, though, right?
Tomorrow.
Hey, guys. Maybe we should put out that fire.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, okay, here.
Holy smokes. Whatever those boats are, they're making good time.
They're also blocking off the entire bay.
Oh my god!
This is Admiral Fortis of the U.S. Navy. This island is under full quarantine. No one will be allowed on or off under any circumstances. I repeat, this island is under full quarantine until further notice.
Aftershock stars, Sarah Wayne Callies as Cassie Wallace, and Jeffrey Dean Morgan as Mark Dover. Tati Gabrielle as Michaela Ansley, Janelle Parrish as Lilahua Masters, Russell Hornsby as Admiral Fortis, Joshua De Jesus as Julian Sandoval, Kelly Hu as Haunani Casimero, Rockman Dunbar as Lawrence Ansley, Kim Rhodes as Governor Rhodes. Additional cast is Chloe Madriaga as Hawaiian No. 1, Darren O'Hare as Petty Officer, Betsabeth Gonzalez as High Schooler. Aftershock is created by Patrick Carman, Sarah Wayne Callies, and Ben Haber. Story by Sarah Wayne Callies and Patrick Carman. Written and directed by Sarah Wayne Callies. Story consulting, Tati Gabrielle. Sound design, scoring, and mix by Jeff Schmidt. Original score composed by Emily Rice. Aftershock is executive produced by Ben Haber, Sarah Wayne Callies, and Patrick Carman. Executive produced by Salman Al-Rashid, Sam Frohman, and Simmons Fraser. Executive produced by David Harbour and Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Executive produced by Paul Anderson and Nick Pinella for Workhouse Media. Executive produced by Noel Brown for iHeartRadio. Associate producer, Tati Gabrielle. iHeartMedia presents Aftershock, a Nomadic Engine production in association with Cardinal Productions and Workhouse Media. Visit us on the web at aftershockpodcast.com.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit bostonproper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.